Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the fourth and last weekend of June. This week, we have celebrated the longest day of the year. Did you do anything special on that day? I invited two of my friends to a little picnic party. My friend's birthday was coming up, so it was meant to be an early birthday party. In Ottawa, I live next to a place called the Central Experimental Farm. This farm is full of interesting spots, but the place where I invited my friends over for the picnic was under an old, beautiful walnut tree. Its branches spread almost like a roof, and under this roof, we ate vegetarian sushi rolls that I had prepared. It was a hot day, but the evening breeze was nice. After eating, we tried climbing up this old walnut tree. When I was little, I used to climb trees a lot. And this walnut tree reminded me of my favorite Japanese plum tree from my childhood. As I sat on the lowest branch, my body connected to my childhood's climbing experiences, and I felt grounded in a most powerful way. Do you also have a particular contact with nature that deeply empowers you and grounds you? Today, I am sharing with you a memory from the time I was 8 years old. This is a memory related to summer. Did you have a school teacher you were especially attached to? The teacher I had for the first year at primary school was one of those special teachers for me. She left for maternity leave at the end of the first year, but that summer she came back to school for a brief visit. It surely was an emotional reunion and found a permanent place in my memory. I wonder what special person from your childhood you might recall as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. When I ran to a surprise visit. The first year I entered primary school, I had a very kind and loving female teacher. Not just me, but everybody in my class adored her. So when she left us for maternity leave at the end of the school year, and a substitute teacher was assigned to our class for the new school term, we were all devastated. The new teacher was also kind-hearted, and she must have loved us as much as our old teacher did, but for some reason, we didn't get along too well with her. Some of us even became rebellious, and our once organized class turned into a zoo. Among all the classrooms on the first floor, ours was by far the noisiest, since nobody really paid attention to what our teacher was telling us. But under all the noise and uncivilized behaviors, we missed our old teacher. During the class and during the break, we would tell each other how we wished our old teacher were here with us. Then, one summer day, a rumor reached us carrying the news of our old teacher visiting the school. We had just finished our swimming lesson,
We were changing into our regular clothes when somebody called out. "She's here! She's here with her baby!"
"Where?"
someone else asked.
"In the school's guest room."
No sooner had he finished the sentence than the whole class started migrating. Everybody started to run down the corridor to get to the guest room. I was still struggling to put on my skirt, but as eager to see my teacher as everyone else, I also started to run. With my red Hello Kitty swim bag on my shoulder, I followed others onto the corridor. I was the last one. I didn't want to be late. I ran as fast as I could. And halfway through, my shoes came off. I saw the last group of my classmates disappear into the corner where the guest room was located. Fixing my shoes in the deserted corridor, I suddenly felt a surge of excitement climb up my spine. My teacher was here. We were finally going to see her. It was as if watching the climax of a most emotional movie. When I finally joined others in the guest room, our teacher was feeding her baby daughter in her arms. We swarmed around her in the tiny room and started telling her how much we had missed her all this while. And she smiled, that warm smile full of love. She said that we would do great even without her, and that she would eventually come back, so not to worry. After the brief but emotional meeting, we all migrated back to our classroom. The sentiment lingered for some more time. I had never felt our whole class being so close together, and I thought to myself that this was a perfect ending to this emotional masterpiece.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.